This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words at the right moment change everything. Measuring the impact of team synergy on productivity.
How to track what great teamwork actually does to your results.
In short, this article covers 5 practical frameworks that help you measure team synergy productivity and connect collaboration, quality directly to output.
The input process output model links team conditions to results.
The synergy signal audit spots where collaboration is breaking down.
The trust and friction ratio quantifies the hidden drag on performance.
Definition:
team synergy productivity is the measurable gain in collective output that occurs when a team's collaboration quality exceeds the sum of individual contributions. It is assessed through process indicators, communication patterns, and output metrics that reflect how well people work together under real conditions.
You had a good team. You knew it in your gut.
They liked each other, showed up prepared, and nobody caused drama.
But the numbers were flat. Deadlines were slipping. And when you tried to explain it to your manager, you had nothing solid to point to.
Just a feeling that something was off. That is a painful place to stand. Good intentions are no way to measure what matters.
Here is the truth of it. Measuring team synergy productivity is not about installing surveillance or filling in weekly satisfaction surveys.
It is about having a clear framework that tells you what is actually happening between your people and what that is doing to your results. Without structure, you rely on instinct.
An instinct, however sharp, cannot survive a budget meeting.
In this article, you will learn 5 frameworks that give you a reliable structure for measuring team synergy on productivity in any situation.
If you want to understand what strong synergy is worth in financial terms before you start measuring it, the measurable business benefits of high team synergy,
ROI, and performance gains is the right starting point.
Why structure matters more than you think when tracking team performance.
Most people assume you can feel when a team is working well. You come to a point.
But feeling is not measuring, and measuring is what creates accountability.
Without a framework, you notice problems only after they have compounded.
A team that seemed fine 3 months ago is suddenly missing targets, and nobody can say when it started or why.
Here are the specific situations where having a measurement framework makes the difference.
When a high-performing team hits a plateau and you cannot identify the cause, a structured framework helps you isolate whether the problem is process communication or role clarity.
When 2 teams with similar resources produce very different results, a framework lets you compare collaboration quality rather than just output numbers.
When a new team member joins and dynamics shift, the framework gives you a baseline to compare against rather than relying on people's subjective impressions.
When leadership asks you to justify investment in team development, the framework provides the specific data that transforms a case study into a credible argument.
When conflict is simmering, but nobody will name it, a structured audit surfaces friction patterns before they erupt into something harder to repair.
The frameworks in this article give you that structure.
Use them until they become instinct.
Framework 1.
The Input Process Output Model.
The Input Process Output IPO model is a foundational framework for understanding how team conditions translate into results. It maps the journey from what a team starts with through how they work together to what they actually produce, what it is designed for.
This framework works best when you need a comprehensive view of a team's performance.
It is the right tool when you want to understand not just what a team produced, but why they produced it.
How it works.
Number 1.
Inputs.
These are the conditions a team brings to their work: skills, resources, role clarity, and psychological safety.
Assess each input by asking what each member contributes and whether they have what they need to do their job.
Example: a team that lacks clear role boundaries will show input weakness, even if individual talent is high.
Number 2.
Processes. These are the behaviors that happen between inputs and outputs: how decisions get made, how conflict is handled, how information flows.
Track meeting quality, response time to internal requests, and how often people seek help from colleagues.
Example: a team with strong inputs, but poor communication processes will consistently underperform.
Number 3. Outputs.
These are the measurable results: project completion rates, error frequency, delivery speed, and client outcomes.
Outputs are the end point, not the whole story.
Example: a team hitting targets through heroic individual effort rather than collaboration is fragile, not strong.
When to use it?
Use the IPO model for quarterly reviews or when onboarding a new team. It gives you the full picture across all dimensions of team function.
When not to use it?
This framework is too broad for diagnosing a specific, immediate problem.
If you need a quick read on a single issue, a more targeted tool will serve you better.
A quick example in practice.
A project team is delivering on time, but morale is dropping.
Using IPO, you assess inputs and find role clarity is low. 2 members think they own the same deliverable.
The process review reveals decisions are being made by one person without consultation.
The outputs look fine today, but the process is unsustainable.
You address role clarity first, then rebuild the decision process.
Eamon's take.
I have used variations of this model for decades. It is the closest thing I know to an honest x-ray of a team.
Start here when you do not yet know what you are looking for.
Framework 2, the Synergy Signal Audit.
The Synergy Signal Audit is a structured observational tool that identifies specific behavioral signals of strong or weakening collaboration.
Instead of asking how people feel, it asks what people are actually doing.
What it is designed for. This framework addresses the gap between reported team health and real team health.
It is designed for situations where survey results look positive, but performance indicators are declining.
How it works.
Number 1. Voluntary collaboration signals.
Track how often team members seek each other out without being asked.
This includes sharing relevant information proactively, offering help before it is requested, and including others in decisions that affect them.
Example.
I noticed the design team sent the marketing team a draft update before it was requested.
That is a positive signal.
Number 2. Friction indicators.
Look for repeated misunderstandings, tasks that stall at handoff points, and topics that never get resolved in meetings.
These are signs that collaboration is costing energy rather than generating it.
Example, a recurring agenda item that produces no decision after 3 meetings is a friction signal.
Number 3. Communication quality markers.
Assess where the conversations are direct and complete or whether important information is omitted, is softened or withheld.
Review written communication for clarity and follow through. Example, if meeting notes do not match what actually gets done, you have a communication quality problem.
When to use it?
Run a synergy signal audit monthly or any time you sense a shift in team dynamics that you cannot yet name. It works well alongside peer-to-peer feedback processes to surface patterns that individuals might not raise directly.
When not to use it?
This audit requires honest observation over time.
It will not give you useful data from a single snapshot, and it should not be used to build a case against individuals. A quick example in practice.
You are leading a cross-functional team that recently restructured.
You run a synergy signal audit over 4 weeks.
You notice voluntary collaboration between the technical and commercial teams is near zero. They only communicate when a deadline forces it.
Friction indicators are high at handoff points.
You bring both teams together for a structured conversation and redesign the handoff process. Collaboration signals improve within 6 weeks.
Eamon's take. This is the framework I reach for when the numbers are ambiguous but something feels wrong.
The signals do not lie, even when the people involved cannot yet name what is happening.
Framework 3. The Communication Load Index.
The Communication Load Index measures whether the volume and quality of communication within a team is proportionate to the complexity of the work.
Too little communication creates errors. Too much creates noise that drowns out the signal.
What it is designed for.
This framework is specifically for teams where productivity is suffering, but the cause is unclear.
It is designed to reveal whether communication itself is the source of the drag.
How it works.
Number 1. Volume mapping.
Count the number of meetings, messages, and check-ins per team member per week.
Compare this against what the work actually requires.
Example, a team of 5 running 12 recurring meetings per week is likely drowning in process rather than delivering work.
Number 2.
Decision clarity ratio. For every hour spent in communication, track how many clear decisions result.
Low decision output relative to communication volume is a strong indicator of synergy breakdown.
Example, if a 1-hour meeting consistently produces no decisions or action points, the ratio is failing.
Number 3. Information duplication check.
Identify how often the same information is communicated in multiple formats or channels.
Duplication indicates low trust in the original communication and wastes capacity.
Example, if a decision made in a meeting is then repeated by email, then verbally, then in a project tool, the team does not trust its own communication.
When to use it?
Use this framework when a team reports feeling busy but not productive.
It is also valuable before and after introducing new communication tools or daily stand-up meetings.
When not to use it?
This framework measures communication efficiency, not relationship quality.
A team can have lean, efficient communication and still lack psychological safety. Use it alongside the trust and friction ratio for a complete picture.
Eamon's take.
I spent years confusing activity with progress in teams I led.
This framework was the honest mirror I needed.
If communication is not producing decisions, it is producing noise.
A quick note before we continue.
Most people leave the hardest conversations for last
and regret the words they used when they finally had them.
The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments,
the ones
that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you.
Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com.
Now back to the article.
Framework 4.
The trust and friction ratio.
The trust and friction ratio is a paired measurement that quantifies the balance between the collaborative ease generated by trust and the energy cost created by interpersonal or process friction.
What it is designed for. This framework targets the underlying relational health of a team. It is the right tool when output metrics are declining, but process audits look clean. Often, the real issue is a trust deficit that is not visible in task data.
How it works.
Number 1.
Trust indicators.
Measure behaviors that signal trust is present. People admit mistakes quickly. Disagreements are voiced openly in meetings rather than in corridor conversations. And members take on work outside their formal role without being asked.
Example, a team member who says, I got that wrong, here is what I'm doing to fix it in a group setting, is demonstrating trust in the team's response.
Number 2. Friction indicators.
Track the cost of low trust escalation frequency, the number of decisions that require senior sign-off rather than being resolved at team level, and how long interpersonal tension persists after a conflict.
Example, if a disagreement from Monday is still affecting collaboration on Thursday, friction is high.
Number 3.
Ratio assessment. Express the balance as a simple descriptive rating: trust dominant, balanced, or friction dominant.
You do not need a formula. You need consistent observation over time.
Example, a trust dominant team spends its energy on work. A friction dominant team spends it managing the relationships around the work. When to use it?
Use this framework after any significant team change or restructure, a departure, a merger of two groups.
Psychological safety is the foundation of trust, and this framework tells you whether that foundation is solid. When not to use it?
This framework requires careful, non-judgmental observation.
Use clumsily.
It can increase the suspicion it is designed to measure.
If the team already has low trust in leadership, introduce this tool carefully and transparently.
Eamon's take.
Every struggling team I have worked with had a friction dominant ratio, and nobody was willing to name it.
Once you name it clearly, you can begin to shift it.
Framework 5.
The contribution balance check.
The contribution balance check assesses whether the effort, ideas, and accountability within a team are distributed equitably across members.
Imbalance is one of the most common and most overlooked causes of declining team synergy on productivity.
What it is designed for.
This framework is designed for teams where some members are consistently overloaded while others are underused.
It surfaces the structural unfairness that erodes morale and collective output over time.
How it works.
Number 1. Effort distribution mapping. Track who owns which deliverables and whether the load is proportionate to each person's capacity and role.
Look for patterns of over-reliance on specific individuals.
Example, if the same two people are listed as owners on 80% of the action points after every meeting, the balance is off.
Number 2. Idea contribution tracking.
In meetings and written forums, note whose ideas are advanced and whose are consistently set aside or unacknowledged.
Uneven idea contribution signals either a confidence gap or a dominance pattern.
Example, if one voice shapes every decision while others stay quiet, the team is not operating at full collective intelligence.
Number 3. Accountability symmetry.
Assess whether accountability for results is shared or whether certain members absorb failure while others escape scrutiny.
Asymmetric accountability destroys the sense of shared fate that high synergy teams depend on.
Example, ask who gets named when something goes wrong and whether that matches who is actually responsible.
When to use it? Use this framework during effective feedback conversations and when preparing for team performance reviews.
It is also valuable when rebuilding trust between departments that have developed adversarial dynamics.
When not to use it, do not apply this framework as a surveillance tool or use it to build performance cases against individuals.
Its purpose is structural insight, not individual blame.
Eamon's take.
An unbalanced team is a resentful team.
And a resentful team, however talented, will never reach its potential.
This framework finds the imbalance before it becomes a wound.
How to choose the right framework for measuring team synergy.
Knowing the frameworks is only half the work.
Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation. Best framework. You want a full review of a team's health from inputs to outputs, input process output model. Something feels off, but you cannot name it. Synergy signal.
Audit.
The team feels busy, but not productive. Communication. Low index. Trust appears to be declining after a change. Trust and friction ratio. A few people seem to carry the whole team. Contribution balance check. You are preparing for a quarterly performance review. RPO model plus contribution balance check. A team merger has created tension between groups. Trust and friction ratio plus synergy signal. Audit when more than one framework could apply. Start with the one that addresses the most visible symptom.
If communication feels broken, begin with communication loaded index.
If the atmosphere has changed, to start with the trust and friction ratio.
Run a second framework 4 to 6 weeks later to check whether the first intervention moved the needle.
When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength.
Common mistakes when using these measurement frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite once and forget.
Measuring outputs and ignoring process.
It is tempting to focus on numbers because they are easy to report, but a team can hit short-term targets while collaboration quietly deteriorates.
Always pair output data with at least one process framework,
running a single snapshot instead of tracking over time.
One observation tells you almost nothing.
Patterns tell you everything.
Commit to consistent measurement over at least 6 to 8 weeks before drawing conclusions.
Using frameworks to assign blame.
These tools are diagnostic, not disciplinary.
If you enter the process looking for who's at fault, you'll find confirmation of your bias and miss the structural causes.
Approach measurement with curiosity, not judgment.
Measuring without acting on what you find.
A framework that surfaces a problem and prompts no response destroys more trust than it builds.
If you are going to measure, commit to responding to what you learn, even if the response is simply naming what you found.
For guidance on running the conversations that follow, productive meeting structures make those discussions more effective.
Applying an enterprise-level tool to a small team.
A detailed audit process designed for a 200-person organization will overwhelm a team of six.
Match the framework scale to your team's context.
For organizations ready for more advanced diagnostic approaches, enterprise-level synergy metrics provide the right level of rigor.
A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage.
How to start measuring team synergy productivity today.
Do not try to master all of these at once.
Pick one and use it properly before adding another.
Number 1.
Choose your starting framework based on your most pressing question.
If you are not sure what is wrong, begin with the synergy signal audit.
If you have a clear symptom, match it to the table above. Spend 2 weeks observing before drawing any conclusions.
Number 2.
Establish a simple baseline. Before you change anything, document what you currently see, who contributes, how decisions get made, where work stalls.
This baseline is what makes future measurements meaningful.
Without it, you have no way to know whether things are improving.
Number 3.
Share what you are doing and why.
Tell your team that you are paying closer attention to how you all work together, not to evaluate individuals, but to make the team's collective work easier.
Transparency here is not optional. It is what makes the measurement trustworthy.
Number 4.
Review and respond at a set interval.
Schedule a dedicated 30-minute review every 4 weeks to look at what your chosen framework is telling you.
Bring the findings to the team.
Use them to start a conversation, not to deliver a verdict.
Frameworks are tools.
The more you use them, the less you have to think about them.
Key takeaways.
Here is what to carry with you from this article. Team synergy on productivity cannot be managed by instinct alone. Structured measurement is what turns a feeling into an action.
The input process output model gives you the broadest view. Use it for comprehensive reviews.
The synergy signal audit is your early warning system. Use it when something feels wrong, but you cannot name it.
The communication load index reveals whether communication is generating clarity or consuming capacity.
The trust and friction ratio measures the relational health underneath or visible performance indicators.
The contribution balance check finds the structural inequities that quietly erode collective effort.
For the broader business case that supports this kind of measurement, the measurable business benefits of high team synergy is a natural companion to this article.
And if you are working to understand the psychological foundation that makes measurement honest, what is psychological safety, and how it drives team synergy belongs on your reading list too.
Measuring team synergy productivity is not a bureaucratic exercise. It is the discipline of caring enough about your team to pay close attention to what is actually happening between them.
Frequently asked questions.
What is team synergy productivity and how is it different from individual output?
Team synergy productivity refers to the collective output of group generates beyond what individual members could produce separately.
It is measured through collaboration quality, workflow speed, and shared accountability.
A group with strong synergy consistently outperforms the sum of its parts.
How do you measure team synergy in the workplace? You measure team synergy by tracking indicators like decision speed, error rate, meeting effectiveness, and unsolicited peer support.
Qualitative signals matter to how freely people speak up, how quickly friction gets resolved. Together, these paint a clearer picture than any single metric.
Which frameworks help measure team synergy on productivity?
5 frameworks work well: the input process output model, the synergy signal audit, the communication load index, the trust and friction ratio, and the contribution balance check.
Each targets a different dimension of how teams work together and translates group dynamics into readable, actionable data.
How often should you measure team synergy?
A full synergy review every quarter works for most teams.
However, you should monitor lighter indicators monthly, such as meeting quality and voluntary collaboration patterns.
If a team is under stress or restructuring, increase the frequency and focus on trust and communication signals first.
Can poor team synergy be measured before it damages productivity?
Yes.
Early warning signs include rising meeting length without decisions, reduced voluntary knowledge sharing, and uneven contribution patterns.
Catching these through a regular synergy signal audit or communication load index lets you address friction before it compounds into a measurable performance loss.
What is the biggest mistake when measuring team synergy on productivity?
The biggest mistake is measuring outputs alone and ignoring process quality. A team can hit short-term numbers while collaboration is quietly deteriorating.
Combining output metrics with process signals like communication patterns and trust indicators gives you a complete and honest picture of team health.
Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonbooklawn.com to get your copy.